Evan. Number. Hi, I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I speak with Antonio?
This is him.
Hi, and in which of the following states are you registered to vote? California, New York, Maryland, Illinois, Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin?
Illinois.
And what racial or ethnic group do you identify with most?
Caucasian, white.
And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin or descent?
Yes.
What year were you born?
1981.
I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Almost certain, probably, or a 50-50 chance?
Almost certain, or certain, whichever one's the highest.
If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? In your own words.
The economy.
The economy?
Yeah.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you for your patience. Now, in this section here, thinking back to 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, or did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden? Or like many people, you did not vote?
Joe Biden.
And thinking again about the November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me, how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100? 0 means there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. Donald Trump, from 0 to 100, what do you choose?
0.
Joe Biden, from 0 to 100?
80.
80?
Yep.
Okay. And thinking about the elections this November, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
I mean, it depends, but likely the Democrat.
And who do you trust more when it comes to issues of immigration? Donald Trump and the Republican Party, or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Joe Biden.
Somewhat trust or much more trust?
Somewhat. Right above the middle tier. No, right above average.
Please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statement. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separate from their children and spouse who are American citizens. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants to reveal pressure on cities and state experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants.
strongly agree.
President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targets in deportation raids.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. And President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Strongly agree.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. Here's the first one. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who passed a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who passed a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disaster, and other dangerous conditions.
Strongly agree.
And thank you for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote in the 2024 elections. Here's the first one. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home country due to dangerous conditions, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Are you much more likely to vote for him, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for him?
What is there one about the same? I don't remember exactly what you said. You said,
President Biden. If President Biden enacts the program, would that make you less or more likely to vote in the 2024 elections? Or would it make no difference?
It was not going to make a difference.
Okay. The other one says a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Doesn't make a difference.
The other one says a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers. Most of them have lived in the United States for over 10 years, a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Someone more likely.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Somewhat more likely.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Doesn't make a difference.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Doesn't make a difference.
A program that grants work permits to temporarily protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, to reveal pressure on cities and state experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants?
More likely.
Much more likely or
much
somewhat
more,
more
yeah.
likely?
Much
okay.
more.
And please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not concerned at all with each of the following. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fall to deliver once they have won. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not concerned at all?
Very concerned.
Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, international camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Very concerning somewhat, a little, or not concerning at all?
Very.
Donald Trump and Republicans believe calls on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a baptism deal to Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
I'm not really concerned.
Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver and earn pathways to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
Not really concerned.
Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes to apologize about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
Very concerned.
Now, I'm going to read you the different approaches former President Donald Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your view, even if neither is exactly right. Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in the country. Joe Biden says we must create an ordinary and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades.
Closer to Joe Biden.
Somewhat closer or much closer to Joe Biden?
Much closer.
And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's elections. If the elections for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Joe Steen, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented, or is this country without papers?
Yes, I have.
And what type of relationship to them? Are they your acquaintance, family member, co-worker, or friend?
A friend.
In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get news and information, like Fox News, a channel or website, Facebook, AON, MSNBC, CNN, TikTok, Spanish language radio programs, WhatsApp, Univision, YouTube, Instagram, Telemundo?
None of those. I use in more independent news websites like NPR or Ground that curates.
Okay. And finally, I would like to ask a few questions for statistic purposes only. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Colombia and Spain.
And where were you born? On the United States? Mainland?
Yes.
On United States mainland, Puerto Rico?
The mainland.
And were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
No.
What language do you primarily speak in your house?
English.
Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Closer to a Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Somewhat strong Democrat. I don't know.
From the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you? Strong or not strong?
Not strong.
Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a doctorate. So,
what is your, excuse me?
So, yeah, graduate level.
Okay. And what is your religion, if any?
None.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Antonio.
A-N-T-O-N-I-O?
Correct.
And thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in following up research studies and that we may contact you in the future? Yes or no?
Yes.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a great day. Thank you very much.
Too. All right.